In a time of the reading talking about neighbors, I think it's only fitting that we start with, I guess, the ultimate neighbor of all. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Everyone know Mr. Rogers? God, I hope so. There's a story that's told about Mr. Rogers. It's told by he's now a big writer in New York. But he talks about a time when he was in college, and he says he was going through a very difficult time. His grandfather had just died, and his grandfather was very important to him. And as he's leaving the dorm, he's just lost. It's just a very difficult time in his life. And he says he goes past the common room, and of all things, Mr. Rogers is playing on the TV. And he stopped and he watched for a second, and Mr. Rogers, the episode, he was talking about, what is it that's hurting you? And in times of hurt and in times of being scared, look for the helpers because they're always there. So he watched it for a second, and he says he, left and felt a little bit encouraged, but he had a meeting with a friend of his. So he goes to meet with the friend, gets in an elevator, turns around, and wouldn't you know it, of all things, Mr. Rogers stepped in the elevator behind him. And he's a little bit starstruck over this. And he gets up the courage to say, Mr. Rogers, used to watch you when I was a kid. And Mr. Rogers looked at him and said, so are you one of my neighbors? He said, well, yes, sir. And he talked to him just briefly, and he said, I want to thank you for everything that you did. And, Mr. Rogers, he says, was very nice. And then as they get to the floor where this young man's supposed to get off, as he gets ready to leave, he turns to him and he said, I saw you this morning on TV, and I really needed it at that time. And he's starting to tear up because of everything that's going on. He steps out of the elevator, and as he steps out, Mr. Rogers actually stops the elevator doors, steps out, takes off his scarf, and says, what's bothering you? And then he proceeds to talk to this young man for the next 15, 20 minutes. The young man pours out his heart about how his grandfather died, and it's been very difficult for him. Mr. Rogers shared with him when his grandfather died, and how there are those times that are hard, but if we look for the good, those are the things that last. And then after having this discussion, the young man says he's in tears. He looks at him and he says, thank you very much. I'm really sorry that I took your time and took you away from where you needed to be. Mr. Rogers gave him a hug and said, sometimes we're exactly where we need to be. That's a true story. How often are we where we need to be? And when we're there, how often do we know what we should be doing and what we should say? Our readings today give us that advice. And it's funny because we tend to make things significantly more difficult than it needs to be. Significantly more difficult. Right? In the first reading, Moses essentially said, hey, listen, have God in your heart, follow the commandments, keep it relatively simple. In the second reading in the letter, we're told that Jesus will help us in that relationship with God. Right? And then we hear the gospel reading. But in this gospel reading, it was clarified and simplified. Right? It's as simple as it can be. Be good to your neighbor, love him. Love your God. When he asked, who's the neighbor? It was answered, essentially everybody. But I want to look into this gospel reading just a little bit further so we can see exactly how impactful this was. So we have a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. Read into that, he's going to from a good part of town to the bad part of town. Some people might say, hey, you're going to the bad part of town, you kind of asked to get robbed. He gets robbed. Two people pass him by and leave him. Samaritan comes by. And it's more than just the fact that he stopped to help. Look at what he did. And then ask yourself, how often does this happen nowadays? This Samaritan stopped He took a risk because he's helping someone that's an enemy of his. Back then, a lot of times, robbers acted like they were injured. Somebody would stop and then they'd rob that person. So he's taking a physical risk to stop and help. Then he's taking a financial hit because he is investing his own wine and oils to care for this man. Then he takes him to a lodge and continues to care for him and leaves money for him to be cared for. So then he's putting out money. And third, he's putting out time. He took a risk. He gave up money and he gave up time. Those are three things that we tend to cherish of our own. I'm a little bit risk averse. I tend not to want to take more risk than I have to. I tend not to want to spend more money than I have to. And I value my time. The Samaritan gave of those three things. Is that who we need to be more like? Well, the readings say that it is. So, I want us to do an experiment. Over the next week, I want you to try to do two things. Two things over this next week. The first thing that I'd like you to do is, after we, first of all, let's get away from all the self-help things. Let's just go with what the reading said today. Being good, being a neighbor. I want you to take the time to, in the everyday chores that you do, look at them from a joyous spirit. If you're that mother at home, caring for the children, you know what? That's being neighborly. That is love. That is being Christ. If you're a laborer and you're providing a service, that's being neighborly. That's helping others. But we need to change our attitudes towards that. And we need to do it with that in mind, with that joyous heart. And then the second thing I want you to do is go out of your way to help someone this next week. I'm not saying you have to stop and give money to people or anything else, but take the time to go do something for somebody that you might not have done otherwise. Let's be as we're being called to do, or let's be as we're being called to be. Let's be that neighbor. Some will say, well, when you stop and help, people might not appreciate it. They might not like it. They may take advantage of it. Don't worry about that. If that's how they are, that's a reflection of them. If we choose not to do it, that's a different reflection on us. And the reflection we're looking for is that of Christ. So as we're being called to do, let's just go out and do likewise.